Researchers in Kisumu on the shores of Lake Victoria were studying insects and the environment when they discovered that by introducing a fish called the Nile tilapia into ponds, mosquito numbers fell by more than 94% in less than a year. These results are potentially life-saving for local residents because malaria, which is spread through the bites of infected mosquitoes, kills more people here than any other disease. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 40% of the world's population is at risk from the disease. In sub-Saharan Africa, malaria, which is caused by a parasite, is responsible for over 3,000 deaths every day. The majority of victims are children under 5 years old. Senior scientist from the International Center of Insect Physiology and Ecology, Dr. François Omelin, is leading the Nile tilapia study. He is working in an area where 15 years ago, fish farming was a booming industry. Omelin says the farming business collapsed, leaving only stagnant water behind, which is ideal for mosquito breeding.
We were shocked to see how many malaria larvae are there and felt that it is very critical to reactivate those fish ponds. Of course, for that, the ideal thing is to have a fish which is not only a good larvae eater, but also the people like to eat the fish and the farmers can make an income.
The number of people suffering from malaria has increased dramatically in the last 10 years. Scientists say this is partly due to the parasite's ability to become resistant to drugs, but they add that population movements and climate change also contribute to the rise. Researchers are working on a vaccine, but progress has been slow. The most effective way to prevent malaria is by sleeping under insecticide-treated bed nets, but many poor people in sub-Saharan Africa cannot afford them. Omelin's research on the Nile tilapia is published on Thursday and warns that this particular fish will not be able to help everyone.
One has to operate with indigenous species in order not to destroy or to affect the ecological balance in that environment. One has to go globally in a broader sense, specific, to find out which species are there and then make some very simple tests. Is that fish? Is that fish useful for the people? Do they like it for eating? Is it a mosquito vacuum cleaner?
Omelin says he hopes his work will encourage other research on indigenous fish that could help in other parts of the world. The United Nations estimates that malaria costs African countries $12 billion annually. Caroline Sawyer for VOA News, Nairobi.